Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Warriors. Empower people, empower. What does that word mean to you? Empowerment, power, empower. Words have power, warriors. All words have power. Think about that, warriors. Words have power. Impossible. Break it apart. I am possible. Somebody at some point decided to bring the words together and say it's impossible when nothing is impossible unless you say it is. Think about that, warriors. I am possible. Impossible. If you say to yourself that's impossible right away, it will never be possible. If it seems so exciting and so like out there, what not exciting, excuse me, that's the right thing. But if it seems like when somebody says to you, you're going to make $10 million in 3 days, if your brain can't accept that, it will never be possible because your brain thinks it's impossible. Everything is possible. Here's how we explain it. The room that I'm standing in has computers, headphones, wireless microphones. It has door handles. It has water bottles. It has freaking, it looks sloppy as shit in here, by the way. We need to clean it up. It has supplements. It has, look at this. Think about that. So supplements. I'm staring at supplements. I'm staring at a Warrior Academy. If I would have said it's impossible, this wouldn't be possible. Those supplements are sitting here because of me. Because I didn't think it was impossible. There's a warrior helmet on top of me because I didn't think it was impossible. But there's many people who said it was impossible. You can't do this, JV. You left corporate America. You're not going to make it. That was impossible for them. It was I am possible for me. The very thing you're listening to this podcast on, many people said it was impossible, but somebody said, I am possible. Roger Bannister, one of my favorite stories in the whole wide world, wanted to break the 4 minute mile. Everybody told him it was impossible. I'd highly recommend you look up that story. But he said, I am possible. And what he did was he put in the work. He put in the inspiration. He probably operated sometimes out of desperation. And doctors told him his heart would explode. And he was like, fuck you. It's not impossible. And guess what happened after Roger Bannister broke the 4 minute mile? Person after person after person broke the 4 minute mile. Do you know how many crypto people right now are building academies now? Do you know how many people now are building academies? You know why? Because I showed it was possible. But the problem is what they're doing is they're doing it to make money. Their intentions are wrong. They're not going to survive. It's not going to happen. Their intentions are to make money from the people versus inspire and lead people and show them what's possible. because they thought it was impossible till they saw somebody else do it. And now they think it's possible, but they still don't believe in themselves. And that's a scary place to be. Let me say that again. They're doing it because they saw somebody else thought it was I am possible, and they still think it's impossible, but they saw somebody else do it and they still don't believe in their brain it's possible. They're doing it to make money. It's their intentions. So warriors, what is the impossible things that you're thinking about right now? What is impossible to you? And can you turn it into I am possible? Absolutely, you can. But it's going to take tenacity. It's going to take guts. It's going to take leadership. It's going to take some loneliness sometimes, because all the impossible people aren't going to want to talk to you, warriors. All the impossible people are not going to want to talk to you. Because it's not fun to listen to somebody like me talk about all the things that I'm doing, all the LBOs and all the businesses. It's fucking annoying. I know it's annoying to talk to me. I get it. I'm self-aware. I know that people come in here and get really uncomfortable sometimes. It's like, JB, stop. No, I'm not going to stop talking. I'm fucking excited. And I'm like a steamroller and I'm moving forward. And if you don't want to run with me and get uncomfortable, then don't be around me. It's a very peaceful way to live, warriors. Very peaceful way to live. Outside of my personal life, I hang out with nobody except my kids, warriors. Nobody except my kids. And maybe my mom sometimes. And it's a great life. I know that sounds lonely to a lot of people. It's not lonely. I have enough love in the academy. I come here, I get a lot of love. I have a lot of great people. But warriors, the reason why I roll solo most of the time is because I grind and I'm moving forward. And I haven't met a lot of people like me. I haven't met a lot of men like me. That's a fact. I haven't met a lot of men like me. And I can rightfully say that. I'll put it out there. Someone that I respect, I don't look up to anybody other than God and Jesus, is David Goggins. That's somebody that I want to meet, that I want to stand next to. That dude is a motherfucking juggernaut. That's somebody who I could run with. That's somebody who I could have a really good conversation with. That's somebody who I could probably, you know, get a little motivated by. And that sounds like I'm bragging. I am, warriors. I am, because I'm the most consistent human being I've ever met in my life. I'm the most disciplined human being I've ever met in my life. I'm doing this podcast on Saturday morning. It is now, what time is it? Five, I don't even know what time it is. 5:25. Ain't nobody here. Ain't nobody. I've been here since early in the morning, warriors. You know why I'm doing all my podcasts on Saturday? Because my life is crazy busy. And I made a commitment to do this podcast and to never, ever, ever miss a podcast. And so I get up earlier so I can get it done, warriors. My life is crazy busy now, but I made a commitment to do this podcast on a daily basis, and I'm not going to let the people down. You know why? Because I don't let myself down. Because I don't think anything is impossible. I think everything is possible. And so if I'm not talented at the thing that people think is impossible, I surround myself with a team that's really good at the things that can make it possible. Because there's always someone that has an I am possible in your area, in your force field, or whatever you want to call it. If you're asking to do something that may be impossible for you physically or mentally, you surround yourself with the I am possibles, and you do what is I am possible for you, and you build yourself a team and you do it together. That's why we're all different, warriors. So you are powerful. You are amazing. You are abundant. You are healthy. You are wealthy. You are powerful. You are amazing. You are abundant. You are wealthy. You are healthy. Repeat after me. Come on. You are amazing. You are powerful. You are abundant. You are healthy. You are wealthy. Keep repeating I am affirmations. I am amazing. I am powerful. I'm abundant. I am healthy. I am wealthy. Keep repeating those over and over again until you start to feel that vibrational change within your body, warriors. Words have power. Words have power. Words have power. Think about that, warriors. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. I'll be walking through a grocery store now. Let me give you a bigger example. Okay. Forget the grocery store locally, right? Disneyland. We went to Disneyland recently. Walking through Disneyland. Warriors, rise. What's up, brother? Crazy shit, huh? Walking through, what's it called? It's a small world, whatever. That Fantasyland. My daughter's like, this is a trip. Some dude's like, Coach JV, can I please take a picture with you? Oh my, I'm like, absolutely, brother. He's like, warriors, rise. Words have power, warriors. And I'm not saying that to brag. This is, I was a dude sitting here 3 years ago. Nobody was paying attention to me. had people that came into this business and didn't believe in me and they walked out on me. Some of them fucked me over and tried to fuck me over and tried to steal my business idea and tried to slander my name. And I just let them go. In my mind, spiritually, I said, nothing's impossible. You can slander my name. You can do what you want. You know the truth. You know the truth. And it doesn't matter because they're on their journey. I wish them all the best every single day. Every person that has come and gone, I wish them all the best. You can't stop me. It's impossible because I am possible. You can't stop an I am possible person. Why I'm telling you this is because I want you to adopt that. Because your family deserves it. Your kids deserve it. Your spouse deserves it. Your generations deserve it. Somebody has the possibility for you to do what you want to do. All you got to do is show up. That's the trick, is you got to show up. You got to show up, warriors. Like I said, you know, I'm doing this podcast. I don't, you know, if you listen to Monday's podcast, I'm freaking my physical, and I always say my physical, I'm freaking a massive cold. Like I woke up with a crazy cold on Friday morning. There was a cold running through the gym. I caught it. You know, it's like, whatever. I caught it and freaking feel like dog shit. But I'm here, warriors, because it's possible. It's okay. You know, I'm being responsible. I don't feel it's just a cold that ripped through the gym. It's not COVID. It's like, I feel like dog shit right now. But what I am is inspired. I like these moments when I don't feel like doing it and I push through it. This is podcast number 4 at 5:25 in the morning, warriors. I'm going to do a YouTube video. I'm in the process of writing my new book. There's a lot of tasks. Red Pill Bootcamp. I'm going to be partnering with somebody else and building another course because it's possible. What else would I be doing? What else would I be doing, warriors? Fucking up? Going out drinking, partying, trying to waste away my sorrows and trying to find joy in a bar or nightclub or no, I'm free, warriors. I'm heading to Peru for a week coming up. I'll be in Chicago, California the next month. And then I'll be in Tulum, Mexico for a week. And the business we're opening here, we're probably going to be flying to Dubai in May to open up a business out there. Because I am possible. And so are you. So are you, warriors. So are you. What is the impossible that you're focused on and make it an I am possible? Warriors, let's get your shit together. Let's go. Click the link down below to join our 120-day challenge. It'll change your life, warriors. You have 30 days to get a full refund if you're not fully satisfied. But don't be a chump. We'll be able to look and see if you went into the courses and stuff. We have people like, oh, I didn't enjoy it. You didn't even click on a freaking course. Let's go. We hold people accountable here. Warriors, let's go.